Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We singing, Murray?
Hey, sure, why not?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
All right. I think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name. I hear you now. I just can't stay inside all day. Gotta get out, get me some of those rays. Everybody's smiling. Sunshine day. Everybody's laughing. Sunshine day. Everybody seems so happy today. It's a sunshine day.
I'll go for a walk.
Hey, Paul.
Now,
hi, Jim. Paul Perillo, Patriots.com. That is sunshine.com. Joins us in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Hi, Pip.
What's up, boys? Thank you for accommodating me on a Thursday, special Thursday edition.
Oh, this is right. He's usually Wednesday. Today's Thursday.
Yeah, I had a thing.
There you go.
I had a thing yesterday.
I had a thing. No problem.
No, we'll take care of you. So I think you and Tony Maz have something to discuss. Begin.
Go ahead, Paul. Go.
Well, I really don't understand. I put this in our email chain this morning. You have been absolutely crucifying Stephen Gostkowski for the better part of the last 5 years.
Crucifying is a strong word, but go.
Okay, you've been destroying him. And by the way, I don't think you were always wrong. Let me state that. I think that he's been
I was right.
He's been rather inconsistent during that time. No, I think you have overstated it. I never think he's going to make it. I think it was one line that used to come out of your mouth on a consistent basis. Now all of a sudden he's hurt, he's out. They need to get a new kicker, and I take back everything I said about Stephen Gostkowski. I don't really understand what could possibly be worse than what we've seen over the first month.
Mike Nugent.
Okay, so he misses 5 kicks in the next 4 games. You're right where you started.
Yeah, I fear it could get worse.
I just don't get it. You of all people, if Jim, who I have not really heard kill the kicker, or...
Oh, yeah, he does.
Or Mike, okay,
no,
you do
just
kill
like
the kicker.
On me, but go ahead.
Gostkowski?
Yeah, you've killed the kicker too?
Oh, yeah, since he missed that one against Arizona here in 2012.
Okay.
I haven't trusted him since.
So you're with
7
Tony. Years.
Yeah.
I remember that. It was a 42-yarder.
7 years ago.
42 yards. Go ahead.
You?
I mean...
Your faith in Gostkowski?
I mean...
Because he's been a pretty good kicker for his entire career, right?
I haven't been on the campaign that these two guys have been on. I'm always, when a guy misses a kick and doesn't kick well, I should be allowed to say it without
I have no problem with that.
You know what I mean?
I've certainly done that. I've been talking about it a lot lately, especially, but there's a fact. I mean, he has missed a kick in the final game of the season 4 consecutive years.
Thank you.
Right, that's not, bashing. That's just stating facts. That's stats.
My issue has been... The fascination of how Bill handles this player. Any other player at any other position who's that age with that contract and this performance gets, if not shown the door, at least some competition. And so that's always fascinated me how Bill's handled
and
this.
And I think that is interesting. And we talked about that. I gave, I saw Matt McCarthy a little earlier and I gave him credit for that because he's the first guy that I heard actually mention that every single guy on that roster has received competition at one time or another other than him, other than Gostkowski. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit here and say, well, I've been sort of wondering why Steven's been a little up and down and inconsistent. Oh, my God, what's going to happen now? I don't understand. That, to me, there's a disconnect there.
Okay, but
why,
Paul,
are you so nervous about it if you were already nervous about it?
Okay, but you do acknowledge that what has happened to Gostkowski this year has been, even for him, extreme.
Correct.
Okay, so...
But that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, so listen, I acknowledge that there's obviously an injury here at play with Gostkowski now. So, you know, there's a reason his kicking has gotten worse. I was killing him before the injury.
No, I know. So now all of a sudden you're his pal. Like, you know you weren't that bad after Stephen.
Maybe it's guilt.
Okay.
I feel like I'm beating up a kicker. I'm beating up a weenie kicker.
Yeah, and listen, the injury, I would think had to play a part in some of these misses, but now you bring in a guy who's healthy, and if it doesn't work out, if he's not good, if Nugent is the guy that you're talking about, 13 for 30 on long distance kicks, then they'll bring somebody else in.
Okay, but this is my point. I don't want to be the Tampa Bay Bucks or the New York Jets or some other clown outfit that's rotating kickers through here like a revolving door. So I admit, I've taken Gostkowski.
That doesn't bother me.
No, listen, what I'm telling you is I've taken Gostkowski for granted. Okay. I have.
So you were wrong before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you gave in easily on that one.
I was going to say, I can't argue
with
that.
There's got to be a way to parse that a little bit, Maz, without just admitting defeat.
I thought he was going to say, I wasn't necessarily right before.
No, I like to play it straight. I know, shoot me. What can I tell you?
But you like to play it straight?
For the most part.
I've known you for a long time, my friend. You want to play it straight.
I'm just telling you that again, let me make this clear. I don't trust any kicker anywhere ever. I don't trust any of them, except for maybe Justin Tucker. Him you could talk me into. I think Tucker is dynamite. But the rest of them...
When Adam Vinatieri was lining up with the game on the line...
Okay, but that was younger than
I... Did you trust him?
Yeah, of course I did. Yeah, with the game on
the
line.
Did you trust him? Do you think it was going in?
Vinatieri.
Yes. Yeah, every time.
Yeah. So no issue with Vinatieri. I'm telling you, this is in my adult life where I've become a little more cynical. So I'm not joking. I don't trust any kickers.
He's not.
But as I would weigh it all out, after I weigh it all out, and then Murray, defend me on this, come help me because I'm getting my ass kicked. Okay, 2 years ago was it when Gostkowski hurt his quad or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Within the last couple of years, I said, oh my God, like the prospect of being without him now scares me. My perspective on Gostkowski is starting to change. As much as, because it occurred to me.
Well, there was comfort with the familiarity of him.
But his consistency, though. He's been a good kicker for 14 years. A really good kicker. I happen to think the kicking woes, like I think there are high-profile kicks that get missed. And I think that we tend to focus on those. Like Tony was just talking about, you know, you don't want to be revolving door like the Jets. Or the Jets had a guy who missed a kick opening day. They got a new kicker. I don't believe he's missed a kick since. Like, I think the kicking in the league is pretty good as a rule. Obviously, there's way more extra points missed now that it's a 33-yard kick instead of a 20-yarder or a 19-yard, whatever it was. There are going to be more missed, maybe more than they should, to your point about the mental fragility of some of these guys. I think there's something to that. But the kicking in general in the league is pretty good.
See, I think the kicking in the league sucks.
I think they're all the same. I think they all make most of the kicks.
Yeah.
Paul, thoughts on why it's this guy? You know,
I think he likes veterans. I heard you guys talking about this as I was driving in, and I think he has some comfort there with guys that have been through it and understand, you know, maybe how to deal with it. To your point, you know, does the baggage outweigh the experience? You know, is it negative experience as a result? I don't think so. I think Nugent's been a pretty good kicker. I mean, maybe he doesn't have the biggest leg. What did you say, 13 for 30 on 50 plus?
Yep.
You know, that's obviously not a good percentage, but you still got to go for it. But look at the Buffalo game. And I don't think some of these things got enough attention during the course of the week. 4th and 8, I believe, from the 40.
Yeah, they went for it. Yeah.
4th and 4 from the 35, I think they went for. I don't think they had a lot of confidence in the other guy either.
They didn't. But comparing a hurt Gostkowski to Nugent makes my point. This is what I'm saying, is that if it's reached the point where Gostkowski is this bad and we're bringing in Nugent, well, that doesn't fix the problem. Like, there's a problem there now, but I'm at least willing to acknowledge that with Gostkowski, the problem is a result of injury. What's Nugent's excuse?
I don't know. We'll see how he kicks. Maybe he does a Shane Graham and... There is no problem.
So this is why I look at it and say, now I'm worried. Because as much as I killed Gostkowski, and I did, I wish I could take a lot of it back.
Okay. Wow, I mean, man. That's different. That's different. Bad take. I'm not going to beat up on you if you're going to say that maybe you were wrong before. I mean, I can't argue with that. I thought that I remember coming in here and arguing with you about the kicker and your feeling. I said, I can't change your feelings. Shame, I always feel like he's going to make it.
Your take stinks. Boo. Not one of my finer days, I admit. Not one of my finer days.
I do remember, you know, arguing with you, and I feel like, and I have felt like, when he lines up for a kick, I always feel like he's going to make it. And certainly, I haven't really felt like that this year because he struggled. But you used to argue with it. But if you're saying now, you know, in retrospect, maybe I was too hard on him. I'm not, you know.
That's
a good
joke. Because they're all choking dogs at the end of the day, every one of them. They're all choking dogs. And I admit, I go back to 07. Okay, when Belichick bypassed him in the Super Bowl that year, I went, ooh, that's not a good sign.
Now we're going back 12 years.
I am.
And that was his fault.
Yeah, that was Bill's fault.
What's your rule about blaming people for things they didn't do?
Yes.
So he now missed that kick in Tony's.
So I see.
It's not his fault.
It's right. It's Bill's fault.
Bill's the one who didn't put him out there to kick the 48-yard field goal.
So what's the biggest kick of Gostkowski's career?
The one that iced the regular Super Bowl.
There was a Giants kick.
The regular season Giants won. I would say that the one that Jim's talking about probably had more pressure, though. You know, to seal a Super Bowl. I think that Giants one was pretty long.
Yeah, it was 50 plus. Yeah,
it was like, but it was like 55, 56.
It's a good kick.
It was like 53.
Tremendous kick. But if you miss it.
Yeah, it's like a regular season loss, right?
And how much, it was 55 yards. You know, like the guy's not supposed to make every one of those. The one against the Cardinals that you guys held against.
42.
You're supposed to make every one of those. You should never miss from that
angle. It was a chippy.
Paul, I didn't even realize it was that far, 42.
Paul, before we hit our first break, any other thoughts on the Patriots that we should be getting to? Thoughts on the offensive struggles in Buffalo? Real, just a game, Brady's comportment, etc.
I think for the most part, the struggles are as a result of the Bills. I think the Bills defense gives Tom problems. The Sean McDermott defense, I think 3 touchdowns, 5 picks in 5 games. I mean, that's a pretty good sample size. I think that's a legit concern. I think the depth of weapons is a legit concern. I think if Edelman is banged up or compromised during the course of the season, I think that offense has a different look. So I think that is something in the back of my mind. But overall, I look at it as a one-game thing with the Bills because I do think they match up well and they know how to attack Brady and the Patriots offense.
Do they have to do something about those weapons? Will they do something about those weapons?
Yeah, I think they're trying. I think they're certainly looking into Stephon Diggs and who knows with Emmanuel Sanders.
So you think Diggs is for real?
Well, do I think it's going to happen? No, because I look at it on the surface and I wonder why Minnesota is going to want to get rid of this guy. I think they have aspirations to go to the postseason. They probably think we can keep this guy. We can figure it out. There's been a lot of different kind of reports out of there. One that he says he never asked for a trade, didn't know about his agent or whatever. I don't know what's going on with Diggs, but you know, the salary is what it is. I think Sanders would – I'd love to see Emmanuel Sanders here. They're 0-4. I mean, I think they might be more willing, you know, to dump at this time, try to see if they can pick up resources for the future. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay, so let's talk Patriots and the kicking situation with Paul E. Paul Perillo from Patriots.com. Well, you know the number. You're all lined up. We will get to you right after these words.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass.
I love it.
You were right, Mass.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Steven Gostkowski on for the point after try from the left hash. The snap in place. Swing of the right leg. The kick is lifted to the uprights. And the kick is no good. He missed it. Wide right.
I don't know what to tell you.
Steven Gostkowski on point after touchdowns. 10 for 14.
And so that was the last straw for Belichick. And I don't... I'm not telling you Gostkowski's fully healthy. He's obviously not, but if that ball was going through the uprights, he'd still be here, hip or no hip. And that's what it goes back to. He was missing big extra points and big kicks and big games. He just added it all up, and finally Bill had enough.
Yeah, I wonder maybe, and there was some stuff that we talked about on Patriots.com today, maybe he's been dealing with something all along, and it got exacerbated in the Buffalo game. And I know one of our listeners sent us something that was one of the kickoffs that he was involved in the tackle.
Yeah, yeah.
And he stayed down on the field for quite some time. So I wonder if maybe Sunday it just became too much to kick through, and that was the point of no return. But, you know, for whatever reason, you know, Murray missed an opportunity. You could have sung Sunshine Day as Ted Nugent. That was the play.
Yeah, but how's he really sound?
Yeah,
maybe next time after he misses a few here in Washington this weekend.
You have a lot more creativity than I do. You would have found a way to do it.
All right, calls with Paul Perillo of Patriots.com. David Wellesley, lead us off. What do you got?
Quickly, I was driving home listening to Adam Jones. That man needs professional help.
Certainly does.
He needs, like, professional psychiatric help, as do I, but that man needs some help. My call, Mike, I don't want to, you know, beat this dead, but the prudent, rational decision from Bill would have been to figure this out in the preseason.
Agreed.
And he didn't. And I think, and this isn't the perfect analogy, but I think Bill forms these sort of weird relationships with particular people like Gostkowski, and he drafts a Navy Academy lawn snapper, and the Nate Ebners of the world. I just feel like there's certain people where it clouds his judgment, where, you know, he's, you know, undoubtedly the best coach in the NFL, but there are these sort of finicky relationships where I feel like his normal, prudent sense of coaching and managing is lost.
You make a great point.
It's a great point.
He's a human being, and human beings sometimes play favorites, and so does Bill. Period. So you think he's like some sort of impervious robot who isn't, you know, prone to these things? I'm sorry. He plays favorites. And for some reason, Gostkowski was on that list. He sure was.
I'll tell you, though, Cardona and Ebner are good ones. Not that I have any bone to pick with Cardona.
But drafting a snapper in the fifth round is just ridiculous.
I mean, and Ebner?
It's ridiculous.
Like that stupid-ass drop kick that they did against Philadelphia in the kickoff. Remember that?
So he's playing his record collection. So he's human. The thing about Gostkowski, though, is sort of beyond that, where if this has been a chronic thing and he's missing big kicks every big game you've had the last 4 or 5 years, the last game of the year, to not, you know, look at the draft or look at someone in training camp, that's borderline negligent. Like, that takes it to the next step. So that, I just think that was mismanaged there in some way, shape, or form.
Unless.
To not have something ready to go where you're going to Mike Nugent?
So Jeff Howe had this stat, which I think is interesting to note. Since 2000, which obviously coincides with Bill being here, the Patriots have the second highest field goal percentage in the NFL. Converted, you know, obviously made field goals.
Yep.
The only team that's better has been the Ravens. And, you know, so maybe on some level, Bill looks at it and says exactly what we've been saying. They're all mental cases. I have the best of the mental cases. But if I start messing with it, it's going to get worse.
But
it can only get worse.
Since when is Bill happy paying someone the number 3 or 2 or number 1 highest salary in the league when he can get the same mental case for one-tenth of the cost?
And the only thing I would say to that is, you know, how did you feel about Adam when he was, you know, under Bill? Pretty good, right?
Yes, sir.
So in his time, I believe in 2001, they drafted a kicker named Owen Pockman.
Owen Pockman, yeah.
Okay, and later on, a couple years later, they brought in Robbie Gould, who Bill has periodically over the years cited as the one big regret in his coaching career was losing a kicking talent like Robbie Gould. So Adam wasn't beyond bringing in someone to at least give a little push to.
Of course. Good point.
But to my knowledge, since Gostkowski's rookie year, when I believe one of the Grammaticas was here, I think Martin, I don't really recall another time when a guy was in camp. They've had some guys in for tryouts here and there. I think this trick shot guy was at rookie mini camp a couple of years ago. I don't recall a kicker being in training camp to give him a run, even if you don't have any intention. you know, this is, Steven, this is your job.
He handled.
Just bring this guy in to give you a little bit of a rest from time to time.
He's handled Gostkowski different than any other player. Josh in Newburyport, what do you got for Paul Perillo?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Brady looking at Myers more often. I mean, I know what happened with the interception on Sunday. That was ugly. But, I mean, to me, Myers is talented. He's capable. And they need to integrate him more into the offense.
Paul, your thoughts?
I'm not saying he's wrong. I don't know that to be true. I haven't really seen anything from Jacoby Myers in the regular season. He's been out there a handful of snaps, not very much. I don't know if he's talented or worth
is he
trying to. I mean, he doesn't play that much. He wasn't open on that play in the end zone.
Right.
I mean, Micah Hyde was right on him. But, I mean, he had nothing to do with the interception. That was a good play by Hyde and a bad play by Brady. Right? So that had nothing to do with Jacoby Myers.
But the whole premise,
a lot of
Paul,
people of- sort of. That's, to me, a different issue. Will Brady integrate a young guy? I don't know. You haven't really seen a lot of examples of that. That might be a problem, but I think every time the passing game doesn't look good, there's always a call for someone who's not getting any targets to, well, Jacoby Myers. I mean, is Jacoby Myers the difference between a pedestrian offense and a high-powered one?
I think they should at least see and check it out. You know, but
maybe I can't say you're wrong. Like, but, I said, you know, I haven't seen enough of them.
By not giving him the opportunity, I don't know. We can ask the question. I'd like to see them give an opportunity.
Yeah.
And you know, I said that about Philip Dorsett week after week. And last week they made him the number one option, and that blew up in my face. You know, they couldn't get him the ball. So maybe that'll, you know, water will seek its level, and we can stop the Jacoby Myers thing. But when it's not working, I think they should try everything.
Yeah, and I think with Myers, the argument to be made on his side would be if you have Dorsett out there and now they're giving him a little bit more attention like they did last week, and obviously Gordon and Edelman are getting their attention, maybe Myers can be like Dorsett and sort of be the forgotten guy for the secondary and maybe get four or five plays during the course of the game where he contributes like Dorsett had been.
I do love all the kicking suggestions that we get. Like Scott and Randolph, what do you got, Scott?
Yeah, I have a question for Paul. I was thinking about, what about that kid from that went to Division II Assumption College and played at LSU, Cole Tracy? You know, the only downside to him is I guess he doesn't have a strong leg on kickoffs, but he might be able to have Bailey do the kickoffs.
Okay, so we want the Worcester kid. A lot of calls for that.
Yeah, he had a great year for LSU last year, Cole Tracy, but he's not in the league, and I mean, if kicking is as big a problem as you guys say it is, I would think he'd have a job, right?
Well, not necessarily, because there's only 32 of them. So it's not like these teams have three
but
deep.
There's all
the
these teams
chart.
That have bad kickers, and there's a good one that's not employed. Does that make a lot of sense?
I mean, Ryan, I know it's a different kicking job, but Ryan Allen still is out of work. Mm-hmm. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of stupid coaches and bad decisions.
He is out of work.
So you think he sucks.
So what's your point?
I don't think he was a great punter. I think you're seeing the difference right now.
Well, this
is the difference between having a punter with a big leg and just another guy.
Some other team, another of the 31 other teams couldn't use him. The guy could have been Super Bowl MVP, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That was pretty circumstantial. Like, they had 17 punts from the plus 50 that Matthew Slater downed them all inside the five.
We're finding out. Paul Perillo hates Ryan Allen. All right.
Ryan Allen was... You want to speak of guys that Bill was trying to replace? Bill every year was trying to replace Ryan Allen. Right? The year before he brought Corey Bohorquez in, he's got a job in Buffalo. Ryan Allen doesn't. So that's two guys the last 2 years that are employed. Ryan Allen isn't.
Well, he should have Bohorquez. However the hell you say his name.
Bohorquez.
Go to Buffalo.
So hold on. Is Jake Bailey about Ryan Allen or about Jake Bailey? You don't think this Bailey kid's different? Special?
I think he's a lot better than Ryan Allen.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, no, but I'm saying Bailey's better than most everybody.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, is he better than, like,
Johnny Hecker
and those guys.
So, I mean, it's very rare that I notice a punter. I noticed Hecker, and I noticed Bailey. Like, I noticed that.
Well, the guy from New Orleans is Bill's favorite.
Morstead?
Oh, Morstead?
Thomas Morstead.
So, no, I thought Hecker was. I thought Hecker was the weapon.
He loves him some Hecker, too.
Well, I know he likes himself a good punter. He loves himself special teams, man.
Yeah, Dave Jennings is one of his all-time favorites.
He'll dork out to special teams like no one I've ever seen. Put emphasis on that part of the game that I think is overblown. I don't think it's a third of the game. I think, you know, offense, defense, special teams. Like, is special teams is anywhere close to offense and defense?
No,
I love when
please,
you do that
no.
voice.
But it's like special teams is like 10% of the game. It ain't 33, but Bill treats it like 33%, which makes it all the more insane that he's kept Gostkowski and not even challenged Gostkowski to this point.
I mean, I'm telling you, I'm looking through the list of kickers in the league right now, and to what Paul said, I think most of them suck.
I know you do.
Seriously, like Justin Tucker's number one. He's good. Chris Boswell blows. Josh Lambeau blows. Jake Elliott with Philly, I like. Austin Siebert, Cleveland, sucks. Will Lutz with New Orleans.
He's good.
He's really good.
He's okay.
He's good.
He's really good.
Joey Sly, Carolina. That's my.
I know. You know why? Because their kicker got hurt. They plugged this guy in, and there's no difference because they all make most of their kicks.
Yeah, he'll be a mental case counting his tic-tacs.
Graham Gano's on IR, and that guy replaced him for Carolina, and there's no problem.
Harrison Butker, Kansas City, I like him. Eddie Pinheiro with the Bears so far. Gostkowski, enough said.
Butker's Brandon missed McManus, a bunch of kicks already,
getting worse
he?
Every time I see him.
Who?
Brandon McManus. Okay. Gets worse every time I see him. Yep. Mason Crosby, Mike?
Oh, I hate him.
Blows. Blows, sucks, horrible.
But wait a minute.
Zane Gonzalez,
if Justin
who
Tucker
cares,
was on the
plays
Packers,
in Arizona.
Mike would say he sucks.
No. Did Justin Tucker ever miss like six kicks in a dome?
No.
Which Crosby did last year in Detroit? No, I don't like him.
Greg Zuerlein, I'm sorry, Legatron, he's okay, a little
just
overrated.
Just okay.
Matt Gay, blows, cost Tampa Bay the game last week, two weeks ago.
All you have to do is miss one game-winning kick, and this is what you get for
Dustin Hopkins sucks, Cairo Santos sucks, Matt Prater should have been out of the league 10 years ago, some guy named Ty Long, I don't know if he's related to Howie or the Long family or what, blows. Robbie Gould, pretty good. So now we've got, what, five good pick kickers? Five out of, what did I just read, 20? They all suck. Every one of them, they suck. It's a bunch of suck bag kickers. The whole, it's a collection of weenies. The whole, it's like the two dozen.
Say it.
Nope, I don't think you want them to.
Two dozen hot dog weenies, sausages, a whole bunch of them. Freaking weenie kickers. I go right through the list. Brett Maher, Dallas sucks. Daniel Carson. Oh, I don't even know who that guy is. Aldrick Rosas.
Aldrick Rosas.
With the Giants. He's not bad.
He blows.
Yeah, but listen, Jim, Tony doesn't like him. Yeah. So
you can't, everything you've said about Gostkowski and you miss him now, like just strike it from the record. That's you think
they
he sucks
stink.
Too.
Matt Bryant, Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, he has a terrible career. He's only like 110 years old.
Can I take just something back real quick?
Yeah.
Remember I was ripping Kai Forbath?
Sure.
Is it possible that I mistook him for Kai Fairbairn?
Yes, it is.
Because it's sort of the same Houston, or it was with Houston, because that guy blows.
All right, so did you enjoy that kicker recap, folks? The Patriots signed a new kicker today. In case you haven't heard, there was breaking news out of Foxborough, a brand new kicker. The details here in the update we're back to discuss with Paul Perillo.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke's blue.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What's the plan at quarterback right now?
We don't have one right now. I'm going to go out here, practice today. We have an individual and a little bit of work we're going to do. I'm going to see the health of the guys. First of all, see where Dwayne's at, and I'll make a decision shortly.
So you expect to make a decision today?
I don't know yet. I might just wait till Sunday at 1 o'clock and just figure it out then.
Redskins coach Jay Gruden. So there's so many layers to it. One is he kind of joking that he doesn't have a quarterback or not really? What's your plan at quarterback? I don't have one. That's kind of the truth. But secondly, what are you going to do? Ah, Sunday at 1. Someone said this. I mean, was one of you guys? Was it Jones? I can't remember. Is he trying to get fired? You know, like he's just like, you know, and this wouldn't be the first. Like this happens routinely with Snyder, Dan Snyder, the owner, who doesn't want to, if he fires someone, you have to pay him. So, you know, he's trying to get you to quit or he's not, he's too cheap to replace you or whatever. And it's clearly over. And so Gruden says, fire me. He's trying to get fired because he gets paid if he gets fired. But Snyder won't fire him because then he has to pay him and pay somebody else for the job and blah, blah, blah. And that's where you are with the Redskins. But either way, it's amazing, Paul, the level of crap the Patriots have played this year and the atrocious quarterbacking they've faced so far this year. And the most amazing part is that it continues to get worse.
Yeah, and you know, with Gruden in particular, I do think there's an element of disconnect at the very least. Now, whether he wants to get fired or whatever, the front office clearly wants Dwayne Haskins, right? They drafted him in the middle of the first round. They want to turn it over to him. Jay Gruden knows his job is hanging by a thread. He can't play Dwayne Haskins. He's not ready to play. He knows he's not ready to play, and he also needs to try to win some games. So it's got to be either Keenum or Colt McCoy. Then Keenum got hurt last week, and they had to turn to Haskins, and you saw what happened. You know, there's some flashes of ability there, but he's nowhere near ready. He throws three picks to the Giants, a terrible defense. And I think it's almost like him saying, see? I mean, this is what happens when you put a guy out there who's not ready. But who took the heat for that? Gruden. I mean, he got absolutely killed on the top. Like, Lewis Riddick was all over him for coaching malpractice, I think he called it. So I do wonder if this is just one of those things, the age-old problem. The coach knows he's fighting for his job. The front office wants their guy in, and there's just a disconnect. So pull the plug. It happens a lot.
Happens there a ton.
I mean, that is classic dysfunction.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody's running for their own ass. And, like, I'll say this, and look, there's a lot of politics. I'm not saying this is his motive. But if Gruden's looking at saying, this kid's not ready, then he's doing the kid a service by not putting him in.
I think there might be an element of truth to that, too.
Like, now, at the end of the day, maybe he's more interested in protecting his job or whatever else. But what do you want to do? You want to bury the kid, too? Like, so if there's some element of that, like, I give him some respect for that. But that organization, this year, they're in contention for the number one pick. That thing's a train wreck.
Can you imagine and I know that you're right about, I'm not trying to, you know, sunshine.com, the Patriots' opponent so far.
Yeah.
But the way the Patriots defense has played in the first month, you're going to put Dwayne Haskins out there?
Right.
And expect that kid to develop from that?
Can you hit on that for a second? The way the Patriots defense has played this year, how much do you put on the competition? Are there any questions in your head about what do they look like against a real quarterback?
Questions in terms of are they good? No, I think they're good. I'm pretty sure they're good. Now, are they historic? That, I would say, how much of this is how well they're playing and how much of this is they're able to do things to these quarterbacks because these quarterbacks, you know, what is Luke Falk going to do? What is Josh Allen going to do to these, you know, cover zero blitzes and all these different things? But I've watched them play. I've seen them play against a lot of bad quarterbacks, and it hasn't looked like this.
So you think they?
So I think they're good.
They can face Kansas City at home and keep them in the 20s. They can go to Philadelphia and keep them in the 20s, et cetera.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. I mean, Kansas City has been a team that's been able to put points on the board probably like no other.
Against everyone.
But against them.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean,
right.
40s, yep. 40s twice, 30s. I think they could maybe keep him in the 20s instead and see if you can win that way as opposed to 43-40, win 30-27, something like that. Yeah, I think the Patriots defense is very good.
I mean,
I don't know if it's as good as we've seen it so far.
They're going to have to keep him in the 20s. As bad as Kansas City's defense might be, the Patriots don't have what they had before on offense. They can't run the ball like they did, right?
Well, they haven't. Yeah, they haven't.
I mean, they
so
held
far.
The ball. What did they? How long did they have the ball in the AFC Championship game? Was it 43 minutes?
Yeah, something stupid
or something like that. I mean, it was crazy.
So that's why I thought defensively what they did, and I know Josh Allen was really, really bad Sunday, but it really impressed me how they were able. The first three games, the Patriots just kept forcing three and outs. The Patriots had the ball the whole game. They had no. They were never really pressed. There was no game pressure at all the first 3 weeks. This week against Buffalo on the road, the other team had several opportunities to seize control of the game, and the Patriots defense wouldn't let them do it. They were on the field a lot in that game, and they just kept getting off.
Final thoughts and calls with Paul Perillo in our long commercial-free segment next.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
This hour of Filger and Maz has been brought to you by Franklin Pierce University. As a Franklin Pierce University Raven, you can fly higher and achieve your academic goals while opening doors to internships and job placement opportunities. Visit franklinpierce.edu, one university, boundless opportunities.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Filger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Nugent is ready. The crowd gets quiet. The snap is perfect. The kick is up. It looks good, and it
yes!
is...
No!
No good!
No!
He missed it!
Oh, no!
Nugent misses from 36 yards out,
pushed it
and
right.
The game ends in a 37 all tie.
Missed it, pushed it right. Oh, my gosh. Missed
and it. Nugent's PAT is no good.
Man, gotta have those... Gotta have him.
Mike Nugent, 19 for 20 on points after. Harris spirals it back. Huber puts it down, and Nugent's kick hits the upright. It's no good. Nugent's kick is on its way, and he missed it again.
Wow, hit the upright again. Hit the upright again. Wow.
The right upright in both instances. And the Bengals have left 2 points on the board. Ooh. And Nugent's kick is a dribbler. It'll be scooped
him.
Up by Cleveland. This
him.
Could be a 2-point run back for the Browns. 45, looking for somebody to pitch it back to. Throws it
Boom.
Sideways.
How about that?
And Croft makes the tackle at the 50-yard line. So a sixth missed extra point for Mike Nugent.
So there's a little preview of the Mike Nugent experience.
You ready for the Nuge there, Paul Perillo?
I do love the dribbler.
The last one, a dribbler. No, that wasn't a kickoff, folks.
Because I was thinking it was like after the extra point.
Right.
Maybe, you know, now he's all pissy.
Nope.
He ends up hitting a dribbler.
And Nugent's kick is a dribbler.
The extra point was a dribbler.
I wonder how that happened.
And Nugent's kick is a dribbler.
The first one I liked, too. This was, you can just replay it from the beginning. The first one was, this was, I was looking this up the other day, it was, Cincinnati, maybe Carolina, at the end of overtime, there's a 36-yard bunny to win the game. And so they didn't lose it. It would have been a tie. But at the end of this laborious, stupid overtime, Nugent's got a 36-yard bunny. And the Cincinnati, it's the Cincinnati radio, obviously, so ready to get out of there and celebrate the win. I love the sound of their voices when they realize it's no good.
The color guy's great in the background. He's comical.
Nugent is ready. The crowd gets quiet. The snap is perfect. The kick is up. It looks good, and it
yes!
is...
No!
No good!
No!
He missed it!
Oh, no!
So,
and he sounds so happy. That's the thing.
So here are my red flags with Mike Nugent, Paul. He sucked on extra points. It's why he's out of the league, basically, because his field goal percentages are fine. And not that he hasn't had his ups and downs. But what got him fired in Cincinnati, ultimately, is that in 2013, I think it was, he missed six extra points. Or 16, I'm sorry, 2016, not even that long ago. 2016, he missed six extra points. He was also one of these guys that complained badly about them moving the distance back. He struggled with it. He said there's only one reason to move it back. It's that they want us to miss more. Whoever came up with the rule got what they wanted. It's a rule that was changed to make players fail more, which I just don't get. This is an offensive-driven league, he said. Everyone wants to see points. Oh, shut up. Everyone wants to see points. No one cares about the extra point. No one's tuning in to watch you make an extra point. You're missing it. It is more interesting. I would agree with you there. But everyone wants 65-64. But to change a rule that makes less points, it just confuses me. And I completely just disagree with it. We also complain the fact that blocked extra points are considered misses. He wanted those to be considered a different category, like your dribbler.
Kick it higher.
Wouldn't it be a miss?
Yeah, I mean,
it'd be a block kick.
The majority of blocks are on the kick.
Thank you.
The majority. I didn't say all of them.
But I agree. So he has trouble on the extra point, which is what you are existing right now. He's not going to kick off, apparently. I guess Cardona let it slip. A loose lips sink ships there, midshipman there, sailor. I guess he spilled the beans that Bailey's going to be kicking off.
Yeah, all he said is like he's ready for it. He's alluding to the fact that that's what's going to end up happening here, but he didn't say it verbatim. Like, you know, now
okay, you're going to get a call from Daddy there, Joe. I'd be careful.
But that would make sense though. If he's not a long range kicker, then we know Bailey did it in the preseason. He had all touchbacks just like Ostowski did.
Okay,
Doesn't
so anyway,
that make sense.
This guy Nugent struggles from the extra point. He's doesn't kick off, and from plus 50, he absolutely blows.
13 for 30, 43.8%.
What is his extra points overall? Like, I know he missed 6 in 16.
All right, let me look at him. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Because I don't think, I think because he missed a bunch that year, to your point, Mike, I do think it becomes a little bit mental and when you miss one or two. But, you know, I think you could go out there and make 4 or 5 on Sunday, and we don't really worry about it.
So, he was last year 6 for 6 in Oakland from the extra point. The year before, he missed 2. He was 11 of 13. I'm looking at the wrong thing.
He was 4 for 5 in extra points for the Raiders.
Let me get the right stat for you. Last year with the Raiders, he missed 1. He was 4 for 5. The year before, he missed 2 in Chicago. So he was 15 for 17 that year. He also went to Dallas and hit all 8. But for the 2017 season, he was 15 for 17, missing 2. 2016, we just mentioned, he missed 6. When did they move the distance back?
15 would be.
He was 48 of 49 in 2015. So he missed one.
So he only missed one that year?
He missed one in 2015. 6 the next year, got fired, and since then has bounced around. He missed another couple in Chicago when he landed with the Bears. He made them all in Dallas, 8 for 8, and was 4 or 5 last year in Oakland. So I don't know, like, add all those percentages up. I don't know where that stands. But historically, someone not great on the extra point. The fact that he was so... I remember at the time ragging on these kickers because it messed them all up, messed up their field goal percentages, messed up everything. It's like, you weak-minded sallies. And Nugent was sort of the poster boy for that.
I mean, to me, all that matters really is the last 3 years. Again, that's the most recent sample. He's missed 10 extra points.
Yeah, but he hasn't been a full-time kicker, though.
Right, which makes it worse.
No, I think it's harder. I think it's a rhythm thing. And once you... I mean, the 48 for 49 and 15 to me is relevant.
Okay, but that was 4 years ago.
Okay, so it gets a little rhythm going.
The next year, he missed 6.
He gets a little rhythm going, and you don't worry about those 6.
Yeah, but I think to Maz's point here, his brain's now broken. It's been proven with those numbers.
So there's no.
Would you say, Murray, that Paul has some cat scratch fever?
Yes, yeah. He's looking forward to the Nuge.
I think you guys are just automatically expecting him to fail.
I'm just pointing out the other side of Mike. I'm sure there's a reason Bill did it. And when he did this the last time, picked up another floater, a veteran just sitting out there, or Shane Graham, and it worked just fine. Better than fine. Graham was a non-issue, which is good. And so I trust Bill, of course.
Who was your pick?
Joe Fenefesi from Moose Ball State.
Okay, so let's just say for argument's sake, he makes 11 out of 15.
But I mean, honestly,
just throwing numbers out there, 11 out of 15 over the next 4 games, and you want to get rid of Nugent. And you sign your.
I wanted a no name, clean slate Harry Schmedlap. You got it. from Ball State.
Yeah, I want someone whose brain, as Murray says, is not broken.
But as I said earlier, too, you might have missed it, but it was before you came in. There's no shortage of fun, mean headlines you can use on Patriots.com when this bum starts missing kicks.
For example.
Well, you can use like these old songs, like Sweet Sally, except you put a comma in there, like Sweet Sally. Yank me, shank me, instead of yank me, crank me, because, you know, he's going to miss a few. Paralyzed speaks for itself. If it's one against Dallas in about a month, chokeskin cowboy instead of snakeskin cowboys. Huh? And if he blows it against the Bills later in the year, wide right buffalo instead of great white buffalo. See?
Those are all Ted Nugent songs, but in
you
case you're
wondering. You just can't wait for him to miss them.
Oh, no. Murray's already, he's got the like, next Murray eight is, of them written out. I want to hear you sing it.
Somehow, over the last 20 years, we all used to be like Murray Felge. Before you got to Boston, that's how we all were.
Yeah, yeah.
We were all fatalistic Boston fans. I don't know how the last 20 years haven't gotten that out of you.
No, it's deep. It's,
am I wrong? Just,
I know.
Well, no, with me, it's worse.
You'd think it'd be gone by now, but it's not. Crap kick fever.
Love it. All right. We'll work on all that, meaning Murray will.
Yeah, we'll work on that for next week.
Paul, thanks for coming in.
All right, thanks for having me.
We'll see you, Paul. See you next Wednesday on your regularly scheduled slate. We have an hour to go. We'll circle back to where we let off the show because we've been ignoring it, but it does open tonight. The Bruins do open up, and we've given you very, very little Bruins. We'll just reset our season thoughts coming up after the break, and then we'll take your calls on everything that you want in the final hour. The key is to not go anywhere because there's no commercials here.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LifelineMA.org. Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island. The official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.